Ever feel like you're just drowning in information? Like every time you look around, there's more articles, more reports, more podcasts, just more to know.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to drink from a fire hose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And today we're diving into something that might just be the solution. Google's Notebook LM.
It's kind of like Google Docs, but, well, imagine it with a turbocharged AI engine. This isn't just about taking notes anymore.
No, it's way cooler than that.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine AI study buddy who not only takes notes for you, but then turns around and creates a whole podcast-style summary with different voices hitting all the key points.
It's like having your own personal Cliff Notes, but way more high-tech.
Totally. And that's the new audio overview feature.
Mm.
And honestly, it's a little wild.
It is pretty amazing. This is like a peek into the future of how we interact with information. AI is starting to feel more human, more like a conversation.
And speaking of conversation, the folks over at the Media Leader actually got their hands on this thing. And get this, they fed it a bunch of articles about the Google antitrust trial.
Talk about Meta, right?
Seriously. But what's really interesting is they said it didn't just spit back facts. It actually did a pretty good job summarizing the main arguments of the case.
And even more impressive, it tackled some of that dense legal jargon, which you know how much fun that can be to decipher.
It's like it could translate a foreign language, but for legal document. But you know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Imagine feeding this thing your notes from like a dense marketing report.
Instead of spending hours summarizing, it could pull out the key demographic trends, tell you about competitor weaknesses, and let you jump straight to strategy.
Exactly. Or even something like Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. The Media Leader tried that too.
I read about that. That's where it got really interesting, right? It didn't just tell you what the speech said. It actually added in historical context, mentioned the Civil War, talked about Lincoln's goals.
It's like having a history buff on speed dial.
Exactly. And for me, that's where the potential of this technology is so exciting. I mean, this isn't just a novelty. This is a tool that could completely change how we do research, how we prep for meetings, even how we create content.
The time savings alone. Dot me.
Hold on. Before you sign on the dotted line, there are definitely some things to consider. I mean, this technology is super impressive, but it's still early days. We need to remember that.
Okay, so what's the catch? What do we need to watch out for? Well, for starters, how does this thing actually work? Is it magic or something?
It's not magic, but honestly, it's pretty close. Basically, it uses something called a large language model, and that's a mouthful I know, but stick with me. What it means is it's been trained on this massive, huge data set of text and even code, which basically lets it understand and process information kind of like how we do, just way, way faster.
So it's like having this like superpowered brain sifting through all the stuff for us.
You got it.
But even superpowered brains, I mean, they can make mistakes sometimes, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's something really important to keep in mind. As incredible as this technology is, it's definitely still under development, you know? It's not perfect. There are going to be times when it just gets things wrong.
And I bet the Media Leader ran into some of that.
They did. In their experiment, they actually found, well, they fed Notebook LM a bunch of articles about themselves, about their own publication.
Oh, that's Meta.
Right. And they said that while the overall summary was really quite accurate, it did actually make a little mistake about their editor-in-chief's career.
Okay, so not perfect, but I mean, a little flub about a career history, really the end of the world.
True. In that particular case, it wasn't a huge deal, but it does kind of highlight that we can't just blindly trust everything these AI systems tell us. We've got to stay on our toes, double check facts, use our own brains, you know, critical thinking and all that.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the good, the potential benefits. We've also touched on the fact that, hey, this is still early stage stuff. What other potential downsides should people be thinking about?
Well, there is one more thing. Remember earlier when we were talking about AI becoming more, well, human-like?
Yeah, that whole conversational thing.
Yeah.
Cool, but also a little, I don't know, strange.
Yeah, and that's where things can get a little, I don't know how else to say it, but creepy.
Creepy. Okay, now you got to elaborate on that.
Have you ever heard of the uncanny valley?
I think so. It's that feeling you get when something looks almost human, but like, not quite. It's off somehow. Like those super realistic CGI characters that you see in movies sometimes.
Yes, exactly that. And sometimes AI, as it gets better and better at mimicking how we act, it can kind of stumble into that uncanny valley.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
But how does it connect to Notebook LM?
Well, the Media Leaders experiment actually gave a perfect example of this. Remember we were talking about those AI-generated podcast summaries? with the different voices.
Yeah.
So at the end of one of those summaries, the AI tacked on this, well, this really typical podcast outro. You know how they do that. And it said something like, well, that's a wrap on another deep dive. Head over to our website for more information.
Wait a minute. The AI podcast doesn't have a website, does it?
Exactly. It doesn't. And that's that uncanny valley thing kicking in. It's trying to act like a human would, like a podcast host, but it doesn't totally get the context. Mm. And so it ends up sounding
a little off.
A little off, yeah.
It's like it's mimicking something that it doesn't fully grasp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where do we go from here? It feels like we're kind of on the edge of this whole new world of how we access information, but no one's written the rule book yet, you know?
Yeah, no rule book. And a lot of really big questions, it seems like. So much to think about with this one. I mean, on one hand, you've got this potentially revolutionary technology that could help us actually make sense of this crazy information overload. But then on the other hand, you've got, well, you've got accuracy questions and this whole creepiness factor. It's true. It's a lot to unpack. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said no one's written the rule book yet. We're kind of making it up as we go along. It's like we've been handed this incredibly powerful tool, but we have to figure out how to use it. Responsibly, effectively. That's the key. And I think that starts with understanding what it can do, but also what it can't do. Both are important.
So for someone like me, just trying to keep up with everything and not lose my mind in the process, what's the takeaway? Should I be excited? Should I be terrified?
I think a little of both, honestly. Like, it is exciting. Think about it. You could keep up with your entire field, read those crazy long reports without breaking a sweat, even prep for big meetings, all with the help of this AI. I mean, come on, that's huge. But, and I think this is a big but, we have to remember that this is still new. We can't just take everything it says as gospel. Always double check. Use your judgment. Be skeptical.
So it's not about handing over control. It's about working with it, right? Like a partner.
Yes. That's a great way to put it. AI augmenting our abilities, not replacing them. And who knows, maybe down the line, as the technology gets even more sophisticated, that uncanny valley thing will disappear and we'll be collaborating with AI in ways we can't even imagine yet.